we had dramatics here in the end here, and my goodness, what a finish though. After, you know, Scott said he was down on the mat here for most of this fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was quite the ending there. About gave everybody a heart attack, but they definitely pulled it out. We missed a few passes there, just flat dropped them that could have led to a touchdown, and there at the very end we got it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys set the tone early on with a nice scoring drive there, the run by Jace Thomas, 7-0 at halftime. Brady Wilker gets in the field goal, 10-0, but you could kind of tell in that third quarter on that Smoky Valley had the ball after their second series of that third quarter that it was going to be a time-consuming second half for Smoky Valley, and they kind of made Scott City pay for that, just unable to get them off the field on fourth down.
Yeah, after half, they come out and they started running a few different sets that we hadn't seen in the previous films, and it kind of threw us for a loop. For one, we're playing a little bit different defense than what we typically do because of their wishbone, and then they come out in these different sets, gets us messed up a little bit, and they make a touchdown on a misalignment type deal. Mm-hmm. And then we're back on our heels and kind of fighting to get back in it.
Well, then all of a sudden you find yourselves down 16-10, a kind of a tough sequence there after that touchdown run and two-point conversion. But you were in this similar situation 3 weeks ago at Cimarron. Had the ball at your own 18 this time, and, you know, that was good mixing up of plays there and almost had the touchdown early on a drop pass, but that was a good poise there for Scott City to be persistent. They got that fourth down, all-important fourth down, and then, boy, Kevin Serrano stepped up big with that catch in the end zone.
Yeah, you know, and the interesting thing is Kevin Serrano was the one that he tripped down there at Cimarron to let them go ahead and take the lead for the win, so it's kind of nice for him to have a little, get back.
Yeah, and he also helped himself out tonight, finally got his first pick of the year, that long-awaited interception.
Yeah. Serrano's been hurt a little bit. He had a concussion earlier. It's kind of nice to get him back on the field and played well.
Well, you mentioned about, you know, the injuries and stuff. It was tough to see Jeffrey Nix out of that ball game for a while. He looked like he played offense, but he also had to move some players around on defense. And, you know, that's part of maybe the misalignment, not playing those positions during the week they're preparing. And, you know, J.P. Harris having to fill in at linebacker for Nix there and moving Armendariz in. And, you know, that was a lot of adjustments there on the fly there, but, you know, I think you have to be pretty happy overall how the effort that they put in.
Yeah, you know, JP's been playing linebacker from the very beginning, playing it in JV games, and he's a very talented linebacker. He come in and really didn't miss a step there. We just got messed up with a few of their formations that we hadn't seen, and it led to one touchdown.
Well, you know, it's been kind of a roller coaster of a year, but you find yourselves at 4-2, and more importantly, 3-0 in district play, and you have Colby coming to town next Friday night, and this is not going to be an easy task by all means. This is a team that they've got their full arsenal back, I think, with some of them quarantining for a lot here late. But, you know, the teams know each other very well, so I think it's going to be a pretty exciting game here next Friday night.
I think it's going to be a real exciting game. I don't think it matters what the records are. It's always a good game between Colby and Scott City. They're going to come to win. You know, we're looking at battling for the district championship. You know, I think Colby's been beaten by Southeast Saline. Obviously, we're 3-0. If we could knock Colby off and then have a chance at Southeast Saline, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll take it there. But first things first, big win, 17-16. And, you know, that's a clutch situation, too, for the kicker there with 22 seconds to go to kick in that extra point.
Really, all of them, including Coach Gentry, all of them stayed pretty poised in those last 50 seconds and did what they needed to do and made it work.
Great team win here and rally here tonight, 17-16, as Coach Landon Frank joins us post-game. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll do it all again next week here.
All right, thanks.